This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A tribal leader in Wisconsin has given a State of the Tribes speech that challenges conservative efforts to change voting laws and limit teaching about racism. A representative of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribal governments gives an annual address to state lawmakers and the governor at the state capitol building in Madison. Shannon Holsey spoke yesterday. She's president of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians. Holsey delivered her remarks as some Republicans continue to falsely question whether President Joe Biden won the 2020 election in Wisconsin. But Holsey praised GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for recently telling some rank-and-file conservatives that Biden's electoral votes cannot be taken back.
I applaud Speaker Voss, who upheld the intent of the integrity of this process in Wisconsin, with the emphasis on the need to focus on the future.
However, Voss and other Republican lawmakers are on the verge of passing a slew of bills that critics say would limit voting this year. Holsey challenged the legislature to instead expand access to the ballot box.
We should all do more to ensure that all Americans, including Native Americans, can exercise this right easily.
The Republican-controlled legislature also recently tried to prohibit Wisconsin public schools from teaching students and training employees about concepts such as systemic racism and implicit bias. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed the measure, and the Stockbridge Muncie's Holsey called on lawmakers to now take a different approach.
It is our view in response as tribal nations that perhaps what is needed is not critical theory and more critical thinking.
Democratic lawmakers in the audience led the applause for Holsey and gave her several standing ovations. Republicans typically remained seated and offered only limited applause. Holsey also criticized the remaining use of Native American mascots by Wisconsin sports teams and called for action against climate change. The Stockbridge Muncie have about 1,500 tribal members. Their office is in Bowler between Green Bay and Wausau. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.